Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
It's time to create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease. And simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. I take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. I am constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. I pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. I am respectful to others. feel confident with who I am. Positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. Dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. I have inner peace. I am stress-free. With myself. I am a confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. I respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. I always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. It's okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. I am brave. I am relaxed and calm. I am fearless. I always stand up for myself.
There was a family on their way down south. And they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came. The lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile. Ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and the white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his round." Somebody say yes here. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room. And the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road, and she walked up to her and just opened up the screen door, and she peeped in, and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "Child, let me come in." She walked in, and she looked at that white lady. She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" The white lady looked at her and said, "If you want to use the phone, you can use the phone." She said, "No, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to the closet." Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this. that knowing to be a doctor in the sick room. If you know he's a doctor, let me hear you say yeah. Well, grandmama came out that closet and she made her way back to the living room. And everybody was just singing and praying to the Lord. The children had gotten happy. The white lady had gotten happy. And while they were praising the Lord, there come a knock on the door. There was a knock on the door. They were just praising the Lord. Donna ran to the door and said, who is it? The man that was standing at the door said, listen, little girl, I'm the doctor. If you don't mind, I was just in these bars, and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in? He walked in that room. She just raised her voice and said this.
There is God. I said, y'all in my room. Oh, I did trust my God. Yeah, I had it right, God, all my strength. He healed me all my self in my room.
Let me hear you. Let me hear you say yes. Let me hear you say yes. If you know him to be a doctor, say yes. If you don't mind, help us sing one chord. Hey, there's joy. Come on, say it. Come on, everybody say it. Joy in the room. Jesus.
Oh God, for you are mighty.